This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting the Ponies on the BetRivers Network.
It's a sunny day in March here on the East Coast. This is Betting the Ponies right here on the Bet Rivers Network. And Moose, thanks for joining, as always, every week. Something. I mentioned a few weeks ago, we had a conversation about what race to you felt like the beginning of spring. And you said it was the Wood Memorial. And I said it was the Tampa Bay Derby, because typically in Florida, it's nice 90% of the time. But when you're here in Jersey and Connecticut, New York, and it's gloomy up until the middle of March, and you see three-year-olds running down the stretch of Tampa in a meaningful race, a lot of Derby points on the line, a few weeks away from that first Saturday in May. To me, it feels like spring is, if not here, right around the corner. And that's what we have this weekend.
Yeah, that is Tampa Bay Derby weekend, no doubt. I haven't been too successful in this race. I've had a couple winners over the years, which have been good. But yeah, I mean, we're clicking away the days, inching closer and closer. We're now in March, inching closer and closer to the first Saturday in May and the Kentucky Derby. And the Tampa Bay Derby, even though it's not a tremendous rendition of the Tampa Bay Derby, hopefully we're able to, one of us, you or I, will be able to find ourselves a winner.
To give ourselves a little bit of prop, we didn't have an amazing weekend last week. We did give you a Gotham winner, deterministic. Solid this week. And the exacta with
And Deterministic's a really good horse. Deterministic's one that you should check mark coming out of that race, coming off the ankle surgery after his debut win in Saratoga. That's one that you should keep an eye on, because they paid $650,000 for that horse. It's Clement, it's Rosario, the finishing kick. I don't think it was a result of the racetrack being in the slop at Aqueduct last Saturday. I think Deterministic's really talented.
We're going to go through five races at Tampa, one of my favorite cards of the year. It's a good card. You mentioned that the Tampa Bay Derby maybe isn't the most exciting race. Well, the undercard has a lot of betting opportunities, and I think there's an opportunity in the Tampa Bay Derby to hit a price as well. So we're going to start race six, which is the Grade 3 Challenger, a mile and a 16th, for four-year-olds and upward on the Dirt Moose, a field of six moving forward. Skippy Longstocking's your even money favorite. My pick in the Pegasus World Cup Invitational didn't even finish the race. That's just gives you an idea how much I was really on at that race, but comes back here at even money. Very tough for me to take him after coming off a race where, you know, the rider essentially said he was pulling, he was lugging, he wasn't feeling it. So coming back here, certainly an easier field, but way too short for my liking. I think this race is pretty wide open. I'm going to take a shot here. We might be on the same horse just because I know you love the trainer. I'm on the four, Sherlock's Jewel. 5-1 on the morning line for Shug. Shug is winning at 42%. At Tampa, and he does that a lot. He really eats up that racetrack. He does a great job. And if you look at this horse in the running form, you know, as soon as they took this horse off the turf, Sherlock's Jewel's been a different horse and is putting up very solid buyer speed figures, improving even at four years of age. Ada Lee, who was a miler, adds a little distance here, but you know, 2-for-2 since coming off the turf, getting better, has tactical, you know, can get up close, can rate. You know, I think this is a race where you're looking for a horse that's getting better, even though it's not a prep race or anything like that. It's still a race where I don't think there's any superstars in it. And I think if you have a chance at a horse that's getting better, 5-1 on the morning line, a trainer who's super hot. If you look at the race flows the last couple of races, both races played differently. One race benefited closers. One race benefited speed. One thing was consistent. That's this horse won. And this horse won at a price the first time over 5-1. And that was the favorite last out. I think Sherlock's Jewel will be very difficult to beat, and I think at a good price.
Yeah, I can understand. We're going to take a shot on Shug. A little cheap, though, coming out of, you know, claiming 16 and 32 at Tampa, but, you know, certainly in good form. I mean, there's no question about that. I think it's interesting when you look at two horses that are out of form and cross off that last race for Skippy Longstocking. Obviously, 102, 101 buyer speed figure, two previous races. Has run in grade threes and grade ones up and down his past performances. If you're looking at the daily racing form, I think it's interesting to look at when the second choice is Dynamic 1-7-2, Todd Pletcher, obviously. And then you look at Dash Attack, the 5 at 9-2 for Kenny McPeak. I'm going to go back to Dynamic 1 And it's a little bit of projection. Listen, I'd be surprised if Skippy Longstocking didn't win the race. Saffy Joseph, Gaffleone, 1-for-1 at Tampa, 2-for-3 at the distance. I think obviously will give a significantly better account of himself on Saturday in the sixth race at Tampa. I went to Dynamic One. You know, really well thought of, a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, ran in the Travers, didn't run particularly well in either one of those races. You know, ran in the Challenger a year ago, this very similar race, finished third, beaten by 2.5 lengths, was 9-2 that day. Coming off third race off the layoff, cut back in distance, did run in the, did run in that, in the Pegasus World Cup down at Gulfstream Park at 1.8, cut back to 1.16. They really thought good things of Union Rags. I like the fact that the son of Union Rags, I like the fact that Rad Ortiz sticks on a board. Love his last workout on March the 2nd. I think the price is going to be better. So I'm going to project a little bit. I'm going to land on the 2 Dynamic One at 7-2 on the morning line.
Moving on to race 7 tomorrow or Saturday is the Columbia. Not a graded event, but a stakes race nonetheless, mile on the turf. And, you know, good field here, move to gold, 5-2 on the morning line. Your second choice is all the way to the outside. I'm not all the way to the outside, but to the outside, and that's the 9 Tok Tok for Grand Motion, coming off a really solid run in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, 15-1 that day, a little over 15-1 actually. Comes back here against a field where I think there's, you know, a couple horses that are going to go to the lead. The favorite certainly is solid. I mean, the horse is, you know, didn't win on debut, but ran very well at Kentucky Downs, comes back at Belmont at Aqueduct and does win. You know, to me, I'm just going with the foundation of a horse like Taco, who's run a few more times, gets the layoff here, gets the breather, a tremendous trainer in motion, ran against really good horses in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, ran well in the Bourbon as well, comes back here against a field that, you know, is good, not great, and I think has an opportunity here at 3-1 to, and this horse might go off as your favorite for all we know, but, you know, I think this horse just sits off the pace. I think there's a little bit of speed up front and makes a big move down that stretch. Tok Tok, 3-1 on the morning line is my top pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the horse that Saturday's his 10th lifetime start. I landed on the 7 in a jam, 9-2 on the morning line for Mark Cassie and Jose Ortiz. Ortiz hops back on the board, and he was the rider of the day that he won his maiden race at Gulfstream Park. Love his last workout, March 1st. You know how much I talk about workouts in terms of preparedness. I think it gives you a little bit of a feel a bit about just how sharp, how crisp a horse is. Best out of 57 at Palm Meadows is pretty good. 4 furlongs and 49 flat. Buyer speed figures do fit. Never raced at Tampa, but at this distance has either finished 1 or finished 2nd in the 3 races. You mentioned about a foundation. Certainly that foundation is there. It's Cassie, it's Jose Ortiz. I landed on the 9-2 shot in a jam. It was between me, to be honest with you, it was between our two top picks for me. It was between the 7 and the 9, Tok Tok and in a jam. I hope people are all over. Move to gold for Chad Brown, who, yes, in October in the AWOD or the AWOD ran very, very well at Aqueduct, but it's been a while since we've seen the son of Twirling Candy. I'm not going to be betting him at 5-2 on the morning line. I went to the outside a little bit. I went to Jose Ortiz in a jam, the 7, 9-2.
Moving on to race 9, which is the Hillsborough, one of my favorite turf races of the year.
Oh, you love it.
I've said it on the podcast a million times. 1.8 on the dirt or the turf is my favorite distance. I think it, you know, really evens out the field. You know, there's no cheap speed, and it plays well to horses on the lead. It plays well to horses coming off the pace. I think it's the perfect distance for a race, and to no surprise to you, I'm not sure the race flow benefits Fluffy Socks, but I just
I
think,
knew it. I mean, there's no way you're not picking Fluffy Socks.
Yeah, I think there are a few horses that show some speed, and Fluffy Socks, if this horse can just stay 3-4 lengths off, I think is better than this field. You know, Didia, who I know you love, ran superb, last out in Gulfstream. And I just thought Fluffy Socks just had an unfortunate trip. I'm not saying she would have won that day, but you know what you're going to get. She's going to come flying late. She's going to go to the outside, and she's going to be coming. And I just, market segmentation, good horse, needs to be on the lead with very reasonable fractions. I know you love Aspen Grove. You know, ever since that dynamic performance in the Belmont Oaks back in July, you know, hasn't done too much.
No.
Elusive Princess, you know, good horse, not great. Star Fortress, you know, didn't run particularly well last out. I just think if Fluffy Sox gets a clear ride down the, you know, down the lane, and Irad's able to get this horse going, Fluffy Sox 3-1, my favorite horse in this race, one of my favorites to run in a long time. You know, only 5 for 23, but you know, when she does hit, she hits at a price, and not that 3-1 is this ridiculous price, but I would take that in this race. Fluffy Sox, my top pick in this race.
You know how I love Europeans, right? I'm going with an Irish bred. I bet Fluffy Sox before, and would not all be surprised of if Monzo has the winner. I went to the outside, third race stateside, and that is Star Fortress, Sherry DeVoe, Tyler Gaffleone aboard. Did run on the undercard of the Pegasus World Cup, ran in the Pegasus World Cup Filly and Mare Invitational. Finished 11th that day, beaten by 5 lengths, was 7-2. Didio, who I had the winner that day, won it. Didn't like Star Fortress that day. I think if you go back and look at, you know, this 5-year-old mare's foundation and her time form ratings, I think she's more of the filly that ran a 104 buyer speed figure in the Cardinal on November 23rd at Churchill Downs than she did first race off the layoff in the Pegasus World Cup Filly and Mare Invitational. You're given 7-2 on the morning line. I think the mile and eighth suits her. She's 1-for-1 at the distance. Nothing not to like about, you know, kind of the workman-like work tab for this 5-year-old mare out of See the Stars, who was an unbelievable turf horse over in Europe. I landed on the Irish bred Star Fortress, 7-2 on the morning line for Gaffleone and Sherry DeVoe.
The 10th on Saturday, a really good edition of the Florida Oaks, a mile and a 16th on the turf moose, a grade 3 event. And, you know, I talked to you for a couple seconds before we started this podcast, and I said, I think we're both going to love a horse in this race. I know who I like, and it's a horse we both picked last out who ran a really solid race. That's the 11, Dynamic Pricing, 7-2 on the morning line. You know, after a maiden performance back in Aqueduct, ran really well, came back in the Swedish Chant, and just, you know, at 5-1, ran exceptionally well, found an opening, but Life's an Audible was just too much that day. And that horse, you know, we'll see if big things lie ahead for that horse, but I think Dynamic Pricing had every chance to win that race, might win that race again next time. I think we're looking at a really good horse coming up here in Dynamic Pricing. For Chad Brown, Jose Ortiz on board. There's some pace in this race, clearly. Makes certainly going to help things out here. Waskiyu has shown some speed in the past. Raval d'Oro has shown some speed in the past. A Prima Vista, I couldn't pronounce that horse. A Prima Vista has shown some speed all the way to the inside. Poolside with Slim has shown some speed. So I think we're going to get a pace set up. And I trust either of the Ortiz brothers. You know, I've said a lot of times that Jose Ortiz is a really great sprint dirt rider. He's very solid on the turf as well. We know that. So I'm not going to sit here and downplay the fact that it's Jose and not Irad. My top pick, my best bet of the day, Dynamic Pricing. This will be a single in multi-race wages. This will be a single on top of exactas and trifectas. You know, hopefully that the horse doesn't scratch out or anything like that, and we get a really fair track. Tremendous late kick. A lot of guts. I love this horse. Clarovich Stables, I think, has a good one. You know, Chad Brown always has good horses, winning at 27% at Tampa. Dynamic Pricing, 7-2 on the morning line. My top pick.
All right, I'll make a statement here to start before I give you my pick. And we're going to end up on the same horse in the Florida Oaks, and you ran through it. I think the race is going to be won by one of three horses, and I hope it's our top pick. I don't have to, you know, go on about Dynamic Pricing. Monzo just mentioned everything. I think it's going to take a step forward after the comeback race last month at Gulfstream Park, and it's Brown, it's Jose Ortiz. So everything, I think you're setting up for a really good performance by Dynamic Pricing at 7-2, the 11, second race off the layoff. I think the other two, if you're looking for somebody that could win, two others that could win this race, to me, it's one of these three that are going to win it. Either Dynamic Pricing, the 7 Style Points at 5-1 on the morning line, Clement, Jose Castellano, four start of his career, or her career, I should say, ran in same races as Dynamic Pricing, finished second that day. I would expect an improvement from Style Points. Would not be surprised if she was the winner. And then the 6, Austere. It's been a while. Ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Philly Invitational Turf and ran very well. Outran her odds that afternoon. A daughter out of Mendelsohn, Brendan Walsh, Tyler Gaffleone. I think the race goes through the 6, the 7, and the 11. Those are my top three picks. But I landed as my top overall pick, the 11 dynamic pricing, 7-6. Yeah.
I'll play the 7-11 exact box. Style Points is certainly a good horse. Ran, you know, obviously beat dynamic pricing last out, but ran a very gutsy race at a big price too, over 12-1. Gets 5-1 here. I think that's a really solid exact. Remember Oscar Performance, that horse? Good horse. Good
yes. Style. Yes. Oscar Performance, tremendous. Was always gutty in the lane as well.
Yep. So, like I said earlier, dynamic pricing, my best bet of the day. I'm looking forward to this race. I really, you know, I like finding horses, and it usually happens to be Chad Brown, finding horses that run well as maidens and sticking with horses throughout their career. We've done that before. We did with Lady Eli, you know, almost a decade ago, and how great of a horse she was. I'm not saying dynamic pricing is anywhere in that stratosphere, but, you know, Chad Horse had horses like this where you get on board and you follow their careers. I'm hoping that dynamic pricing is one of those horses. The top of the stretch here, the Tampa Bay Derby, mile and a 16th, grade 3, Kentucky Derby points on the line moose, a mile and a 16th on the Tampa dirt. Hopefully there's no alligators crossing the path, as we've seen in the past down at Tampa. 8-5 on your 5-horse domestic product for Chad Brown, and a little bit further to the outside, No More Time, 7-5 on the morning line for Jose D'Angelo, winner of your Sam F. Davis with Paco Lopez on board. Gets Javier Castellano this mount. Moose, where'd you land? Were you on either of the top two favorites? You look elsewhere.
I tried to look elsewhere. To me, it's hard to – I think of the two, I'd be a little bit more confident in No More Time, and he's the morning line favorite, 7-5, than I would be with domestic product at 8-5, given the fact that, you know, you're going off the tremendous bump in buyer speed figures in the Holy Bull grade 3 event down at Gulfstream Park, where Outran his odds was nearly 15-1 that day. I'm projecting a little bit. I went to the outside. I'm going to go fresh, you know, has yet to win a race. It's still a maiden going into the Tampa Bay Derby. Adam Mattoli, I know it doesn't scream distance. I landed on the 10 sturdy for George Weaver and Jose Alvarado. Buyer speed figures fit. I tried to get a little bit creative with this one. Clearly has shown that the distance is not going to be an issue. Has got the foundation, a mile, mile and an eighth, mile and an eighth. They spent $200K on this horse at the Keeneland September sale in 2022. So they thought pretty highly of this one. And you're not going to spend that kind of money on just a sprinter. So I landed on the 10 sturdy, trying to get creative here. But I think it's going to be difficult to knock off either the top two, the two top choices. So I'm going to tread lightly in this race, but that's where I landed in the Tampa Bay Derby.
I'm going to show you this because the only thing I'm lying, top pick. 8-1 on the morning line.
Are you serious?
30. This is not a video podcast, so you don't see this. What I'm showing is my list of horses that I wrote before the race, so I know who my top pick is. And it's.
Were you surprised that we're on the same horse?
Not really. Not because I didn't think you'd like either of the favorites. So, you know, I'm just trying to think who you'd like. I know you're not. You know, you like George Weaver, but he's not one of your trainers. You know,
no.
Alvarado has been riding maybe some of the best, you know, he's ridden in his career, you know, especially with horses coming off the pace. Very trustworthy rider, even at an advanced age. He's not like a kid. You know, like I said, just what do I say with these two-year-old races or three-year-old races now, prep races? I'm just looking for horses that are getting better and at a price. And maybe I'm not going to win, but maybe I have a horse who's going to eventually make some noise in one of the Triple Crown races, and I'm going to take a shot here at a price. You know, I just think gets a good setup, you know, good, you know, has run well, you know, didn't do too much in the debut, but lost a lock to, you know, up until last week was one of your top horses before the scratch out of the Fountain of Youth. Ran well both times out, didn't win. I think gets an opportunity here at a price. And I think this right race is begging for you not to bet one of the favorites. So if I'm looking for a price, I'm looking for, you know, a horse owned by Rapoli. Adam Mattoli, just a lot to like there, and obviously the price you love as well.
No doubt. So look at that. We're both on the same horse in the Tampa Bay Derby. I like that. All right, who's your best bet of Saturday's action?
Dynamic pricing. My best bet of the weekend is dynamic pricing. In the 10th, the Florida Oaks, 7-2 on the morning line.
Yeah, I really like her as well. I landed on my best bet would be in the 9th race at Tampa on Saturday would be the 8 Star Fortress, the 5-year-old mare for Sherry DeVoe and Gaffleone. I think she's going to run a banger.
A banger. Well, make sure you play that double between races 10 and 11, which is dynamic pricing at 7-2 over Sturdy in the Tampa Derby, 8-1 on the morning line. Moose, it's been a pleasure. We got
good luck with all your plays. Make sure to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, Moose. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and get our picks as well. Moose, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network. See ya. Let's go Rangers.
Thanks for listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.